May we always remember to share our hosannas. Amen. Pilate rides into the city on a stallion, surrounded by the Roman army. He's representing the emperor, the Son of God, Lord of all and Savior of the world, the might of the Roman Empire, the firm hand of power, control, and order. And on the other side of Jerusalem, the crowds have been waiting nearly all day for Jesus to arrive, and the air is electric with their anticipation. And when they finally see Jesus, they erupt in shouting out, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." The sound of the crowd is deafening. And Jesus, riding upon the colt, sits quietly, listening to their voices wash over him, and a united wave of hope and expectations as the people begin to lay down their cloaks and their leafy palms to show their homage. Slowly, Jesus makes his triumphal procession to the temple to prepare for the Passover, and shouts of Hosanna continue to fill the air. The moment where Jesus enters Jerusalem, to the shouts and the cloaks and the palms, this moment, this is the one I want to hold on to like a beloved family photo, the one that has the worn edges and gets shown every holiday to family, gets shown to beloved friends. The photograph no one ever gets tired of seeing or hearing the story that goes along with it. The people in our lives don't know we appreciate them unless we tell them. We hope they do, and we think that they know. We assume that they know, but they aren't sure unless we tell them. I love Jesus. I know his story, and I know what is coming next. And Christ's story would leave me crushed and heartbroken. Except, and this is a very big except, I know his life mattered. I know Jesus' life changes lives. His life changed mine. The times in my life that I thought I wasn't worthy of love, my faith in Jesus held me steady. The times in my life when I thought where I lived wouldn't ever be a safe place, my faith in Jesus held me steady. The times in my life when I thought where I lived wouldn't ever be a place that cared about everyone, no matter who they were, there was Jesus, like a prayer engraved upon my heart. You are loved. I am here with you. You matter. And out of this knowing that Jesus loves me, I realized that I had to share the love Jesus shares with me with others. And this reminded me of a story I heard on TEDx Youth by a young man named Brian Doyle. And he shares his story of when driving with friends his senior year of high school, they almost died in a car crash because another car was coming head on. They was able to swerve out of the way at the last second. And the experience got him thinking about thankfulness. And he thought about thankfulness for 11 months. And then he figured out that he needed to say thank you to the people who had influenced him every day. And he was going to do this for a year with no repeats. So Brian shares his story, and then he shares about the day he told David thank you. And Brian was home for a few weeks in the summer from college, and while driving around, he could see this guy walking with this lady, and he decided he was going to pull up parallel to them. And then Brian realizes this guy is David. He's a boy he had gone to elementary school with who has Asperger's syndrome. And Brian had never really said a word to David. David was bullied a lot at school. And Brian was always amazed at how David could let the words roll off his back, and how David would keep his head held high through it all, every single time he was bullied. And this is when Brian, who is gay, realized how much he had learned from David, how he had learned to be proud of who he was, how to be confident. And Brian shares all of this with David through his car window, how grateful he is for what David has taught him, how much of an influence David has had on his life. And Brian sees David's mom has covered her face with her hands because she is crying. And this is when Brian realizes that maybe David has never heard this before. Think about that. People don't know we appreciate them unless we tell them. We hope they do, and we think that they know. We assume that they know, but they honestly don't know unless we tell them. Jesus models for us seeing the beauty and power of God, not with force and might, but with gentleness and kindness, with courage and vulnerability. This is the grace within his triumphal entrance into the city. This is the grace Jesus shares with us every day when we open our hearts to him. Amen.